Justin Fluke with you now, talking Holton Wildcat girls basketball with head coach Kurt Heisler as Lady Cats get set for their first game out of the break this Friday against Sabetha. But I want to talk about the break a little bit, coach, and really, I guess, a game right before the break that was kind of a heartbreaker, a game that was close and tight and had opportunities, but you were down a couple starters and lost another player during the game. That's kind of been the story of December, I guess, but the game against Jeff West, just a tough loss, I'm sure, kind of going into the break, and you've had a few of those tough, tight losses this season, but that was just kind of another one there before Christmas, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was a tough game. Jeff West played really well, and I thought in periods of the game we played well. We just didn't extend our consistency throughout the game. We had some lulls offensively. Girls did a good job when we got down. We battled back. We had a good position in the third quarter. We would get back into the game, and we just had some things that didn't quite go our way. But the fight in the team is there, and like you mentioned, we had another player go down, and we were shorthanded a little bit. We're learning a lot through the adversity. So hopefully, as we go into January, things can start to go our way a little more.
Yeah, losses by 1, 3, and 6 there right before Christmas. But how have things been over break? Are you getting healthier? I know it may take some of these girls a little while to get back going, but you know, 3 of your top 6, 7 players that weren't on the court a lot of the end of December there. So are things looking up?
Slowly, we are starting to get some back. We don't have everyone back quite yet. We are getting some of our pieces back on the floor and practicing, and I'm hopeful in the next 2 to 3 weeks that we might get a full team back on the court for practice, and I think that may make a difference in some of the things we see on the court on game night. But the girls are staying positive. We've had some really good practices over the break, and we're looking to get ready back on a schedule of Friday, Tuesday games.
What were some of the goals and things that you emphasized or spent a little bit more time on during those holiday practices this year?
Well, part of what we want to try to do is continue to build our chemistry with our team. So a lot of repetitions together, a lot of fundamentals. We've got to find ways and be creative in finding ways to score the basketball, and we've got to get more out of our defense. I think for the most part in the first part of the season, we've been a pretty good rebounding team. We've played good defense overall. We're holding teams around 40 points or under for most part, game in and game out. But we need to avoid the lulls where we give up a 6 or an 8 point run and, you know, have a response when a team makes a basket or two, have a response offensively. So we've been working on some of those things and just trying to become overall better basketball players and start fitting things together, and obviously working on conditioning, getting back in shape for the push run here in January.
You bet. Final thought, Coach, a couple home games here to start January, Sabetha Friday night, and then Perry LeCompton, a couple league opponents you've not faced, as well as a road trip to Riverside a week from Friday. But I wanted to ask you not only about Sabetha, but a cool event, and it's going to happen before the varsity game tomorrow evening. But I wanted to let you talk about that a bit, and might be some folks listening interested in coming out and being part of kind of a special evening tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a special night. Obviously, we're playing a very worthy opponent, Sabetha, on Friday night. And fittingly, we are going to honor our 1994 state championship basketball team, Coach Holliday and the assistant coaches. And my understanding is many of the players, and especially the senior class from that team, will be back to be honored on the floor prior to the girls' game that night. And we've talked about it with our team. We do this quite often throughout the season, take a look up at the wall in the gym and talk about teams from the past and what it means to be a Holton Lady Cat and the history and tradition of our program. And I'm really looking forward to the opportunity for our girls to get to watch that and hopefully create a little inspiration. We want to play for them Friday night, and it's going to be a special evening, so I hope everyone can come out.
We definitely look forward to being there on the Holton channel. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck.
Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Holton head coach Kurt Heisler will continue with Wildcat boys basketball chat after this.